Jonas was saying, I saw Jonas after the game last night. In person, it's like he's.
You guys can go ahead and just discuss this on the show if you like.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Fuck Trae Young.
Because it sounds like you got a lot of stuff you want to talk about.
Yeah, it's the NBA playoffs. Right,
first of all,
Trae Young has no honor.
For a minute, I just want to sit here and enjoy the weather.
Sure. Like,
yeah, it is really nice out today.
You know what? Just cool it.
All right.
Stop, dude. Nick's talking about the weather.
I'm done talking about it. It's just I want
to enjoy it.
Alone.
And is all it right. ruining it if Adam mentions
yes.
it?
Stavros, I think you should.
It's becoming too warm. He's smiling too much at the sun.
I think you should support any 20-year-old
don't say it.
With
don't
early
say it.
Onset
don't
balding.
Say it. Because I have better hair than Trae Young.
His hair is sucks.
His hair is horrible. He looks like just it a, looks like he shaved somebody shaved their balls and threw it on a lollipop.
A fellow bald,
not a
bald
fellow.
Manian.
Not a fellow. No,
no. He's
I don't know who he would be a fellow to because everyone on this podcast has hair.
Are you talking about Trae Songz?
Trae Songz.
Yeah,
that's
Mr.
Right.
Steal Your Girl.
Yep.
Mr. Steal Your Girl himself.
Mr. Steal Your Motherfucking Girl.
Who's that thing? Where were we in that restaurant? What was that?
Oh, yeah.
What?
He's like, I'm Mr. Steal Your Girl. And the girl's like, I have no interest in you. And
oh, yeah, like, the woman being like, excuse me?
And you're like, shut up, bitch.
Ain't nobody talking to your ass, bitch.
Ain't nobody talking to your ass, you dumb bitch. And then going back to the guy and be like, yeah, I could fuck your bitch, no problem.
Yeah. The Eisenberg sandwich shop.
Oh, is that where that was? Oh,
it was. The owner closed.
It's
they closed.
Now closed.
Well, they moved to they moved to the West Bank.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, they just like stole somebody's house in the West Bank.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad that they reopened. Yeah.
I think
that sounds right.
They either went out of business because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Or they moved to Gaza.
Or they moved to the West Bank to
steal
somebody's
house. It was a New York institution, and I'm glad they found another
Wait, where
brick
was
and mortar location. It was like Flatiron.
Yeah, Fifth Avenue and 23rd.
What kind of sandwiches did we get?
It was,
like
pastrami
school,
sandwich.
Yeah, diner.
You know what's real fucking good is David's Brisket on Nostrand.
Good.
And I hadn't been there until, I would pass by it all the time.
Yeah, it's like a little hole in the wall.
Yeah.
I got it like the first month I moved here when I was staying at Eric's.
Because
it was like walking distance from there.
That's probably why I didn't.
Why, because I told you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You thought it was a different kind of David.
Well, here's the
no,
thing.
No, it's
a couple
Nick-
years ago, it was very bad.
Right, no. Right.
And then recently, over
like
the last
4 or 5 years ago, would you say?
Yes, that's it. Used to be a really bad
Maybe
restaurant.
Six.
But then the owners moved to Gaza.
They sold it.
They sold it to. They did
a
life swap yeah. with a mm-hmm. West Bankian family.
No, yep. Nick thought it was a Jewish guy named Dave, and then he found out that
no,
it was a black
idiot.
Guy named
that's
David.
What makes it. The reason why I didn't think it was because it's like a Muslim-owned pastrami shop.
It's a Muslim pastrami.
I'm not
shop.
Stupid. And it's like if I want pastrami, I'll go to like a you know. It's like they do that in the law.
Yeah,
Hammurabi's code.
Yeah, you go, you know.
Hammurabi. Dude, that's a fucking awesome name.
Yeah.
Hammurabi.
That's what
Wait, so he was like a ninja son. That lived in,
yep.
in
Mesopotamia.
Babylon. Yeah.
Bobby
and he was
Long,
like
dude.
He was like if you touch a bitch's tits, we mm-hmm. chop your one of your nuts off.
Ninja started the scrotum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's honestly the only reason anybody knows about his code is because of how awesome his name was.
Mm-hmm.
If his name was like fucking Pescadel or some shit.
Yeah.
Pescadel's code? No, thanks.
You gotta respect a man with a code.
Hammurabi?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hammurabi's motherfucking code.
Yeah.
They had some cool names back in those days.
They certainly did.
Who else?
Hammurabi.
Nebuchadnezzar.
Hannibal. Nebuchadnezzar's
I
huge.
I was just about to say
Nebuchadnezzar. Swish. Yeah.
Dude.
Hannibal's a good name.
Hannibal's awesome.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was just like a black dude that was fucking up Rome.
Was he a black dude?
I think so. Isn't that what
I think you're
says?
Thinking of Hannibal Buress.
That's right.
Yeah. The one from the Is Bible it? was a
No, I'm thinking of Hannibal the fucking
The general. Yeah, he was he
Wait, there's
people.
A Hannibal in the Bible?
No. I mean like biblical times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right,
everything
right.
everything
the
before
olden day,
everything
right.
before Shakespeare.
It's biblical.
Yeah, you know, the Egyptians in the Bible.
Egyptians in the Bible. They were in the Bible.
They
actually.
Were.
But the cool ones.
Right.
You know what I'm talking
so
about.
So Hannibal was the general
who's
who got...
Anubis, the dog head guy. That was a real guy.
He was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
He would lick pussy like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
That was his secret power.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a dog's head and a dog's tongue,
the dog
you could
guy.
Eat pussy for hours.
Yeah. He made the IPA, dog head.
Dog fish
head. Dog shit pussy. Dog 90 minute.
90 minute pussy, yeah. Yeah.
This is my favorite beer, dog shit pussy 120 minute.
Hold on, what are some other good names?
From back in the...
From the Bible days?
From the Bible days. I'm blanking out. Nebuchadnezzar and Hannibal. Hannibal's solid, but Hammurabi really is...
Hammurabi. No, there's a couple more.
You're talking about from like ancient Persian...
Sure, just that. Just listen, that flavor. Are there any Mesopotamians we're forgetting?
I don't know. I mean...
That's Iraq now, right?
Yeah. That's the Fertile Crescent.
What is Mesopotamia? It's in between
the Tigris and the Euphrates.
In between rivers. Meso.
Euphrates nuts.
Meso is inside. Euphrates nuts. Euphrates nuts.
Mm-hmm. And then the whole thing is the Levant, or the Levant is from the Dead Sea to where?
I think the Levant is just the Middle East.
Nah,
it's the old term
be,
for the Middle East.
It.
Levant is Syria to Israel?
No, it's more than that.
Levant is cool too.
Levant is fire.
Mm-hmm. But it would have to be L apostrophe.
Yeah. Yep. Send Levant to the Levant.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we do it. We find a guy named Levant to solve the Israel Palestine.
Gonna make them all parlay, you know?
Yeah, everybody's gotta sit down and have a parlay.
Joe Biden solved it.
What did he do?
He said there's a ceasefire, and until every country in the area recognizes Israel's right to exist as an ethno state.
Mm-hmm. Specifically as an ethno state.
That's what he said. War will be guaranteed. I'm paraphrasing, but that's almost exactly what he said.
That sounds like a hard sentence for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Ethno state seems like it would give him trouble.
Did you see him in the F1?
It's a bunch of Jews living.
Do you see him in the F-150?
Yeah.
They're like, he's like test driving an electric F-150.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Ooh, this puppy knows how to run. He's just doing his like aviator sunglasses thing. Mm-hmm. And then they were like,
"That's when he's at his best."
They're like, "Can you please comment on Israel Palestine?" He's like, "No, I won't unless you get in front of this damn F-150."
Yeah, he did. That's right. He threatened to run someone over instead of.
And he's
comment.
Like, "Just kidding."
Just kidding.
Yeah. So let me get this straight. When somebody does it to escape a violent Antifa protest,
yes,
that's wrong. But if you do it to defend Israel's right to commit genocide,
yes,
that's a cool way
to
drive your car through the crowd.
It's funny. It's cool and funny.
That's a cool way.
Fuck, man. Did you guys know American Idol's still going on?
Oh, I watch it every week.
I took an Uber here this morning, and apparently, and the driver was listening to CBS Radio, which I didn't know was a radio station. Mm-hmm. I thought they just did TV.
It started off as a radio station.
That's crazy that they still got it going.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there was a country rocker who won.
Montgomery Gentry.
My favorite music.
Montgomery
Gentry is the funniest of all of them. Dude,
can you play that song where they're like mad at their neighbors? Yeah. Their neighbor's a faggot.
Yeah, that's some like rich guy moves to his like neighborhood that just looks like a big suburban development.
Yeah, of course.
And he's like, "Get the hell out of here, you fucking homo, with your boat shoes and your fucking light beer. You can suck my dick."
That song rocks.
"You may have money, but my dick is bigger than yours.
I got a big fat pain ass.
It's so fucking big it doesn't even work."
Yeah, the song where
"I got one of those purely show penises.
It's a big floppy kind. And I'm ding dong, I'm at your door.
And I'm asking you to suck my floppy
Welcome
giant
to the
penis.
Neighborhood."
Yeah, it's
Frag
just, it's just a neighborhood of McMansions.
Fucking frag.
It is Madden's Democrat neighborhood.
You're a fag ass.
You probably voted for Hillary.
You probably voted. Nobody here votes.
Because we're not gay.
This is not a fuck. This ain't one of them news ass neighborhoods.
Stops on TJ today.
Dude, so Montgomery Gentry, one of the guys has a hilarious hat.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like Billy Joel, but with the fucking
yeah, I can't remember.
He looks like Darkwing Duck Billy Joel.
It might be where I come from, but it's not. It's more the video than the lyrics.
The video is very funny.
Yeah. Here, take the wire.
Honestly, I'm rocking with the vibe so far. And I won't cuss your city lights. No, you do. If you ain't ever took a ride around, I cruise right through the heart of my town. Anything you say would be a lie. We may live our lives a little slower. We may be retired.
The best part is like, the people that like this live in towns that like have like a Jamba Juice and
yeah.
This like these towns don't exist anymore.
Yeah. Turning up dirt where I come from. There's
a preacher man in a cowboy shirt where you drive like a $150,000 pickup truck to Starbucks while listening to this.
There's a preacher man in a cowboy shirt. Nobody's gonna call the cops, is that what you said?
Yeah, right.
Cowboy justice.
Where I come from, we stand our ground. Man, I swear that it ain't never
been lost. And I guarantee you gotta pull up the video,
though. Who cares?
I don't think it's this song. They have another one.
They have another one with similar thematics.
Yeah, I mean, it's all...
It's maybe a different song, but yeah.
It's also probably... I have no idea. I haven't looked it up, but I would not be surprised if Montgomery Gentry has not been living in Los Angeles for the past 35 years.
Dude, these guys look so funny. He really looks like fucking Billy Joel somehow. Billy Joel in a duster. In a jeans duster.
The
Quaker oatmeal guy hat, too.
Yeah.
Well, we're just making oatmeal.
We're being gay.
And if you like your oatmeal flavors, you better get the little packets. Because the big kind doesn't come with flavors. It seems counterintuitive. Anybody eating that much goddamn oatmeal probably likes the flavors.
Both natives
they got it backwards.
It's true.
They got the whole thing damn backwards. Like the oatmeal enthusiasts are the maple and cinnamon folks, and then maybe the apples and cinnamon.
I like the peaches and
maple
cream.
Maple and brown sugar.
That
That's
one's good,
it.
Too.
No, I like all the peach. A peach.
The peaches and cream is my
You know
favorite
what? This
nah, when I was a kid, mixing the apple, cinnamon, and the maple brown
I'm
sugar.
I'm listening to that.
Yeah.
You mix those two together.
Oh, shit, dude. On September 8th, 2017, Gentry died in a helicopter crash in Medford, New Jersey.
Where I come from, everybody dies in a helicopter crash. These are me and all my friends live a simple life, cooking to death in helicopter gas, burning to death.
Where I come from,
on the
we're
side
delivered
of
to hell in a helicopter. Yeah. One
on the
kicking
side of a mountain in Chappaqua, New York. My helicopter crashed. Just a simple way to die. Those country boys.
Those country boys dying helicopters in Jersey all the time.
No fanfare about it, no big show, just quietly dying in an explosive helicopter crash.
Damn, R.I.P., bro.
R.I.P. to Gentry. Despite Gentry's death, Montgomery continues to tour under the name Montgomery Gentry.
Hell yeah. He doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, my friend died in a simple folk helicopter crash. Simple folk things like losing your business partner, who clearly didn't care much for because you just didn't even take his name out of the thing. Just kept cruising along.
When you're a country boy, it's important not to fuck up what you got going.
What you got going, you just keep printing money.
Keep printing money. You've been on autopilot for 20 years and you don't intend to stop now.
You just keep going. It doesn't really matter.
You're on pills and you don't don't even give a fuck that your friend died. And
you keep using helicopters to get everywhere.
Let's see. Let's read their... Gerald Edward Eddie Montgomery was born in Danville, Kentucky. Interesting.
Okay.
In November 2010, Montgomery told Great American Country that he had been diagnosed with prostate cancer. Successfully removed. Okay. Nothing good until he died, I guess. Or wait. Was Gentry the one that died? I don't fucking care. These guys are boring.
No, they're cool.
When I get sucked off, everybody fucking loves to watch my dick get hard.
Well, I came home yesterday, and my baby was on all fours, and a golden retriever was behind her. She was having sex with our dog. Yeah, hey, Eric, I think maybe we'll save this one for the basement tapes.
Oh shit, hold on. His wife divorced him the same month he got cancer.
And she left me for our dog.
She John McCain'd him?
She did, dude. Serving him papers at Eddie Montgomery's Steakhouse, a restaurant he owned in Harrisburg.
John McCain's wife?
No, it was Newt Gingrich.
Oh, yeah, Newt Gingrich, yeah, the all-time move.
The restaurant closed abruptly. His wife posted, she divorced him because she did not want to cope with his illness. I don't know what that means. Montgomery married his longtime girlfriend, Jennifer Belcher. Oh, he had a girlfriend on the side. Respect.
Yes.
On September 27, Montgomery wrote that his son and ex-wife, Tracy Noonan's son, had been killed in an accident. Jesus Christ. Damn, these guys really have not been living a chill
Where
life.
I come from, your ex-wife
overdose.
And your son died in their own helicopter crash.
Everybody dies in a helicopter crash.
And everybody's dead from helicopter-related accidents. That's what that bitch gets for fucking our family dog.
The fucking bitch fucked my dog. I'm glad she died.
And I can't even look at the dog anymore.
She took my best friend
away
from me.
That dog was my best friend. And so I had to put him down. Just like old Yeller. Just like the plot of old Yeller. And my buddy tells me that's not what happened in old Yeller. And I said, not today, you fucking faggot. Not my family just died in a helicopter crash.
Well, they have a song called Titties Beer.
Okay,
maybe
respect.
I'm coming around on them.
Yeah.
Where does Eddie Montgomery live now? That's the real question.
In Danville, Kentucky, where he comes from.
That's so true. Wait, Adam, I can pull it up. I got the wire. Yeah, it's Perryville,
I really
want to
sing this at my school talent show.
Respect.
Some kids said on YouTube.
What was it? Beer and titties?
Titties beer.
Titties beer. Respect. Titties and beer is a Rodney Carrington song.
Yeah, just type in Perryville, Kentucky, and then Starbucks and see how many they have.
Titties and beer is a Frank Zappa song, and... Yeah, we're going to play the Rodney Carrington version.
Titties and beer. Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Country rocks.
Hell yeah, dude. This is my summer anthem.
Titties and beer.
I'm two-legged deer.
Titties and beer.
Thank God I ain't queer.
Hell yeah, dude.
There's one thing that he likes.
Titties
and beer.
DJ Sabo.
Yeah, this shit rocks.
Titties and beer.
Great vibe.
Great big titties in my beer.
So
God
us.
Damn it, I love those
motherfucking
titties.
Yeah.
So us.
God damn it.
Hell
love
yeah.
Those motherfucking titties.
That's the whole song.
Thank God I ain't queer.
It basically is. It's almost over.
Thank God I like titties.
This one goes out to my friend who died in a helicopter crash.
But it is now.
I'm alive and you're
and we'd
dead.
We'd love to do that at your wedding if you'd have us.
There is a Starbucks,
that'd be a great
it looks
song
like,
to usher
in
in-laws with, wouldn't it? Teddy's
look Mary. Up Jamba Juice. See if Perryville has a Jamba Juice.
You just hear Grandma. Is he singing Teddy's and Bear?
Uh-oh, he's doing the...
He sure is, Grandma. Sit down. You'll like the next one.
Who's this, Larry the Cable Guy?
Interesting. Let's see. Frank Zappa also has a song called Titties and Beer. Let's play every song called Titties and Beer.
It was the blackest night, there was no moon in sight. You know the stars ain't shining.
This isn't as good.
The sky's too tight. I heard the scary wind, I seen some ugly trees. There was
I don't see any Jamba Juices, unfortunately.
All right, let's try something else. See if they have
there's some band called DG.
See if they have a V de France.
Oh, is this, I think this is a remix.
Oh, this is. Oh, God, damn.
This is what they're listening to in Perryville at the Starbucks.
Well, I tell you what, this is a pretty good song.
Say titties and beer, dude.
What is this, like, Norwegian?
It's like happy hardcore.
Like, what's that? What's that type of like acid hardcore? What's the name of it?
Some shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for them to say. Why aren't they saying titties and beer? Okay. They haven't said the word titties and beer once. What the fuck, dude? This sucks. I'm gonna fast forward. Here we go.
Wow, great remix.
Hold on, hold on. Oh, and they're just throwing it in the middle?
That's not good at all. This is just two different songs.
Yeah, that sucks. Fuck DGTP. Oh,
well, it's hard to make a remix when you're masturbating.
Yeah, that's true.
To that song.
Let's see who this artist DGTP is.
Do blind people just masturbate to shit like that?
To the thought of titties?
Well, I mean, you know, they don't have porn, so they probably listen to music like that, and then they're like, oh, I'm drinking beer and titties. You know what I mean?
If I was blind, I would jack off to a woman moaning.
Yeah, I mean, I used to do that to scrambled porn.
Or what I would do is, you remember this? Do you guys ever go to the Science Center, Nick? Maybe you did when they had the exhibit of like bodies and there was a titty you could touch.
No,
I think it was.
But I'm remembering the Halloween thing where they do like they're like, and these are his guts, and it's like cold spaghetti.
Right. Yeah, you could do something like that.
Mm-hmm. And this was the inside of his asshole, kids. Yeah. Everybody, let's all put our hands inside the dead body's asshole. The principal walks in. Miles, I've got your progress. Oh, my God.
Good God.
They said he'd do this when I told them I was hiring a gay man to teach second grade. And I didn't believe it. I listened to Kamala Harris and I wanted to be... I said, I'm not going to be like my father. I'm going to be the best principal. I'm not going to be like my alcoholic, racist father, this simple man who died in a helicopter crash. I'm gonna be progressive and kind. Meanwhile, this guy's still, there's like still 15 kids with their hand.
Yeah, in a pumpkin
like,
that's
ew.
Carved. Yeah, he's just carved a little asshole in a pumpkin.
No, it's his ass.
Oh, it's his own ass.
Yeah,
oh.
And they're all reaching in there.
And there's spaghetti in there?
Yes.
It's scary.
To make it feel like guts?
It's mm-hmm. guts.
And eyeballs, remember the eyeballs?
Yeah,
are
it's,
grapes.
Grapes.
Peeled grapes.
With grapes.
No, yeah.
Pussy and beer.
The Montgomery Gentry.
Pussy and vagina.
Pussy and cunt.
Yeah. Pussy and shit. Getting pussy and shit. You really can't. There's nowhere to go with that one.
No, just perfect.
It has
dude.
To be a 15 second song.
They left
long.
Very little room.
It's it's song. Honestly like reading a Hemingway short story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just the word economy.
N-I-G.
No.
And then you can do the rest of the work yourself.
Y'all can figure it out.
Yeah. You know the way that one
You
goes.
Know where it's going. We don't even have to say it.
And I'll see you later. You know what would be funny? It's like just some redneck. After Kobe dies in the helicopter crash, being like, I guess they're not so different from us after all.
That's what did it.
Yeah,
for some
like,
Montgomery Gentry
just
fans.
Throwing away his clan out there. Yeah. I guess we lived the same kind of life.
We're just simple folks that burn up in helicopter crashes. Yeah, dude. There was a I was confused about the huge contingent of Montgomery Gentry fans at Kobe's vigil.
It makes a lot of sense.
Gentry actually
came together on that.
Montgomery or Gentry, whichever one didn't die, actually spoke at the funeral, which I found odd at the time.
No,
but
they
now
were close
it
friends
of
with
sense.
Kobe. They just didn't.
They had the same helicopter guy.
They didn't know if society could handle their friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kobe was like, you have to keep working.
Penis and beer.
Penis and cock.
Oh, shit.
Penis and ass. There we go. Wow. Okay. Thank God. That was like the Gordian knot. Yeah. You know?
Thank God I'm fucking queer.
I'm fucking gay. Thank God I'm queer. I love cock.
I'm fucking gay.
I'm fucking gay. A penis and ass. Not even beer. We've taken beer out of the equation. We're purely gay. No time to drink any beer because we're having gay sex.
Hey, everybody. This is a little one called penis and ass.
A penis and ass.
Sucking the dick. Fucking suck a dick right off.
Fucking an ass. Getting my ass fucked.
I'm drinking a bunch of cum.
No beer for me because I'm drinking.
I'm off. Sorry, I've got to drive later to get my dick sucked by a guy. No beer for me. I'm planning on driving to a dick sucking place.
I'm going to the dick sucking place.
I'll see y'all down on the Route 66 dick sucking place.
Goddamn, dude.
Yeah, that's too good.
Penis and ass. I love getting my ass hooked and sucking some dick.
Just bend me right over and fuck me to death.
Fuck me till I'm dead.
Mm-hmm. I may be a simple country boy, but if there's one thing I love, it's getting fucked silly like a slut. Fuck me like the silly slut I am. Just a dizzy broad ready to get drunk off of cum.
I'm drinking cum and I'm wearing lipstick.
I've got lipstick on and some eyeliner, and I'm going down to the only bar in town. Let's see if I get beat up again. Let's see if they kick my ass this time. Joke's on them, that's what makes me cum.
I'm getting hard the whole time they're kicking my ass.
And they can see my dick fucking fully stiff under my sundress as they beat my ass in the parking lot.
And maybe one of them will linger and I'll be able to suck his dick.
And when I see them tomorrow at the Starbucks, we'll all smile at each other.
Cause this is our town.
This is where we're from. It's our thing we do.
We won't call them cops.
We
kind of lost it after Obama got elected. And I'm still dealing. I have more shame about the Apple Watch that I wear than I do about dressing up like a lady to get my ass kicked at a bar. And they call that an identity crisis.
Getting the shaking out of me so I can come. I'm gay, but I'm also a masochist. And other times I just do straight up gay shit, by the way. I also just get my ass fucked.
Sometimes I do rape. I'm in a secret relationship with Chris Cuomo.
Sometimes I take that helicopter all the way to NYC.
Mr. Fancy New York City. And we do a little, we do a little Civil War thing in this hotel room.
We get the penthouse suite in the W Hotel,
where he pretends he's a prison guard. Was it Sherman? What's the name of that prison? Anderson Prison.
At Anderson Prison. And
we do a little Anderson Prison role play, where I'm an emaciated rebel soldier, and he's having sex with me. He's sexually torturing me.
In exchange for hardtack?
Yeah, he doesn't even care about slavery. He's just some drunk Irish piece of shit who's got a taste for blood.
And a taste for cock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that about Chris Cuomo. Yeah.
He's into that kind of thing.
That's his type of shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's his shit.
I like the ambient music we got going.
Yeah.
The people can't hear it, but it's really giving us some nice energy.
Dude, I start my day with a little pre-roll.
Love it.
Some jungle.
Mm.
Some pre-roll, some jungle.
Some garage, some grime.
Maybe have a coffee, beat off.
Love that. You beat off in the morning.
Drink some Kratom, do a little cocaine.
Sure.
Yeah. I would love to, you know, they publish like, and it's like probably not even real, the Hunter S. Thompson schedule.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But just like, publish my schedule, but not, there's no part of it is productive.
Right.
You're like, wow.
Yeah.
He was just a guy that had money for no reason.
Yeah. Once a week, do 2 hours of podcasting.
And what was on podcasting is mostly listening to Montgomery Gentry.
and then
taking two hours to come up with something even resembling a joke, which is the Kobe Bryant thing.
That was funny.
Which should be the first thought that anyone would have.
Yeah, but, you know, we were too busy thinking about the song.
The penis and ass.
Penis and ass.
That's a joke, too.
Yeah, it's a really good-ass motherfucking joke.
The video we were trying to remember was, what do you think about that? It's not mm-hmm. where I come from.
Check this out. What do you think about that? Ding dong. It starts out before, like, but then where there's no music in the beginning of the music video.
Right.
It's him just like, you know, outside of like some McMansion, like ding dong. And then, you know, some guy like, I'll be back inside to finish her taxes in a second, honey. You know, and it's like, boop, 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 you know. It's funny that, like, black comics and the redneck guys have the same idea. They both hate the same kind of guy.
That's right.
Which is the tax-loving wasp.
That's the meme with the Confederate flag guy with the gun and then mm-hmm. the black power guy
brother,
with the gun.
Right.
Yeah, that's the perfect synthesis mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah, and then the guy's like, can I help you? He's like, hey, I'm your neighbor. And he, like, whips his dick out, and it's like, well, I showed the new guy my cock, and he didn't look too impressed. I guess it doesn't stack up to them big New York City dicks.
But this right here is an honest cock.
It's a hard
cock my daddy had.
And before he... But died in.
Before he died in.
I guarantee. Before you say helicopter crash, actually he had HIV.
Well, he died in a helicopter crash, but he was on his way to die of HIV anyway.
Now he's in heaven with the new God. We got a new guy in 1996, and he's down with all that gay shit. That's more of like a Brooks and Dunn vibe.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, God.
Well, working on this song, I thought, you know, what if in 1996 God became, you know, like a homosexual that buys Macintosh computers? And I got to thinking, you know, maybe we're not so different, us and that Macintosh using homosexual God. And so the song's about getting drunk and just writing a love letter to the woman you know, maybe you blew it with a couple of years ago, but now she's... turns out she's a Navy SEAL,
yeah.
And she's got her gender changed, and you're planning on meeting up at the one Jamba Juice they just opened in Perryville. maybe try sucking her dick for
maybe
a change.
Maybe suck her dick. Maybe y'all loosen up by beating up the guy who's dressed up in a dress.
Yeah, he sounds weird. Maybe it would work if I sucked her dick this time.
His voice sounds
or maybe
ridiculous.
He's got when I'm up. It's like. It's kind of like a Shakira.
He Ooh. Has a Shakira vibe. Yeah, yeah. It's a back of the
and
throat.
You don't
kind of
know
thing.
What
who's
it?
This?
Yeah. Ronnie Dunn.
Yeah. Ronnie Dunn.
Yeah.
Ronnie Dunn sucked me off.
Ronnie Dunn, father of Ryan
and
Dunn.
And I done sucked him off.
And a little girl saw it happen. And now I have to kill her. Well, I didn't want to kill that little girl.
But, but I couldn't have anybody know I was gay.
It's not the gay stuff so much as the degenerate way in which it happened. In an abandoned Carvel slash Cinnabon next to where the Blockbuster used to be. Now say what you will about the recession, it gave guys like me a bunch of places to have secret gay sex. And this used to be a Benegins. Now it's a bend over again.
Now I'm getting my back blown out here. Yeah.
Brokeback Mountain, how about Outback Steakhouse? They shut down in 2008. But the bathroom still works, if you know what I mean. There ain't plumbing, but you can get your pipes clean. I got an onion blooming right here, pal.
Just in the music video, he's just puckering his asshole with the camera.
His ass has been so fucked. It's
how
it's
about
prolapsed.
That for
it
a
blooming? Looks like a blooming onion.
How about that bloom?
How about that bloom on that onion?
So anyway, after we had sex, we got our guns and we tracked down that little girl.
I'll see y'all later. And then he like turns away from the camera and he's got ashless chaps on and it just fades to white as he enters the helicopter.
Well, I'll see y'all later.
What other country stars can we call gay?
Oh, there's a lot.
Keith Urban? He's Australian?
No, that's too easy.
Why?
Because he's Australian already, you know?
Who's the guy?
Kenny Chesney.
He seems gay already also.
Brad Paisley.
I worked on a Kenny Chesney music video.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
In New
York?
You were
the guy, you were the fluffer?
In New York City. Wow. In Times Square.
You sucked him off? Was that your job?
I'm listening to the music.
So yeah, the what answer is yes.
Oh, no, really I can't nice. Even hear your question.
That's the answer is yes.
Yeah.
there's Zach Brown Band. He's more of a like a Dave Matthews style. Mm. He's more of a chill. He's like a chill country star.
Interesting.
There's Toby Keith.
Mm-hmm.
I like Toby Keith a lot.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I like that song, I Love This Bar. It's a lot. It's kind of us vibes. Also.
I fucking love this bar.
There's a lot of hot guys here.
I fucking love this bar. Here comes a whole gaggle of cute guys from the local college.
All the guys are cute and their dicks are hard. God damn it, I love this bar.
I keep asking them to have sex and then pretending like they misheard me.
When they're clearly
no, I said, is that your truck outside?
But God damn it, I love this bar.
No, it's like
I said, do you have the time? And they said, what's that last part at the end you whispered? I'm like, buddy, you must be hearing things. Probably a side effect from that Jew vaccine they're giving everybody down at the mall. Me, I'm just a straight guy trying to make friends. Now lick your ass.
Can I see your pink?
I said, God bless you.
I heard you sneeze, and I said, God bless you. Fuck, I love this bar.
I fucking love this bar.
This bar.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hot guys.
There's a lot of hot guys. That's good.
I'm crying,
God
bro.
Damn, dude.
There's a lot of hot guys.
There's a lot of hot guys here.
Just singing that out loud. It's not even a song yet. I fucking love this bar. There's a lot of hot guys here. Yeah. He's kind of looking over. He's just by himself in like a a shirt from the Hershey's Park gift shop, yeah. And then assless chaps.
Yeah. Yep. Oh man. Yeah, that.
I'd pass by Hershey's Park. It's Hershey Park, right? Not Hershey's Park. I'm saying it like a retard.
I don't know the exact semantics.
You're saying it Adam style.
No. Adam style is doing it on purpose.
You're doing it on purpose. I couldn't remember the name.
Hershey's Park.
Because it could have been Reese's Park. Yeah. Which is another candy.
Yeah, of course. And it's honestly a tragedy it's not Reese's Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's far superior to
it. Also, it's a Hershey's bar, right? Or is it Hershey? Mm-hmm.
It's a Hershey's bar.
It's Hershey's.
Who's Hershey, dude?
Some Nazi bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some fucking...
I say we change it to Hershey's bar.
Heschel's.
Yeah.
And then it's Jewish.
Herschel's bar.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah. Herschel's.
Yeah. I think every business should be Jewish.
I wouldn't go that far.
What do you mean?
Some things they don't want... I don't want them handling.
Yeah. Yeah, like pizza?
Ugh.
How bad that would be?
That'd Jewish be pizza? Sounds pretty good to me.
No, it doesn't.
It is funny that Israeli cuisine is just like the worst version of everything in that region.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some trendy Israeli cuisine places in New York.
You know, I have to say, I went to New Orleans and it was Israeli and it was good as fuck.
What? The bank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to the
bank. Where'd you go, brother? The bank in New Orleans?
No.
Money tastes a little bit better.
Huh?
They slow cook the pennies.
Yeah.
They slow roast the pennies.
They're braised.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what it was called, but it was fucking good. But yeah, also, it's just that's just been there. That's everybody else's food.
The way I suck.
That's right.
It is a simpler way. Nothing. I don't Nothing do any fancy. Of the fancy moves. None of that licking the side thing. There's new licking
mouth on top, mouth on the bottom.
Mouth on the
up
top.
Up and down.
Straight up the old-fashioned way.
Old-fashioned
you ever
gay
got
sex.
To the bottom of the shaft where you can lick the balls? That's a fun trick. That's something I like to do. A lot of guys say golly. I didn't know you could both lick the balls.
Saying golly say- while getting your dick sucked. Well, gosh.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, golly.
Now
a lot of folks
good.
Say golly.
When I suck their fucking dick,
mm-hmm.
I suck their cock up and down
up
until
and
they bust.
And I sucked your pussy also.
Inside
just kidding.
My mouth, psych. I am gay, by the way. If anybody was wondering if I was bi.
All right, we got to get back on the news for a second. What the?
Okay. Yeah, let's give everyone a 6-day-old
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron's pussy.
Pussy.
Broken.
Delicious.
Oh, really?
Delicious, yeah. But broken.
Scientists, or the CDC says that Charlize Theron has a delicious pussy.
Mm-hmm. I could see
Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci, would you fuck Ashley Judd in the movie Heat?
Without the question.
I don't know what pussy feels like.
Yeah.
Oh, he's never had pussy.
But I've never tried to do an Anthony
okay,
Fauci.
The funniest thing about
He sounds like Brooklyn Milhouse.
Yeah.
He looks like Brooklyn Milhouse.
Yeah, that's his vibe, totally. Mm-hmm. The funniest thing about him is that he went to go study AIDS in bathhouses in the 80s.
Oh, really?
There's
he went
plenty
to bathhouses to study AIDS.
There's That's plenty awesome. Of vaccine to go around. The Milhouse line. Remember?
Right, right. Yeah, 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 yeah.
The Milhouse, yeah.
Sorry, I was thinking about him in the bathhouses. When you say he went to study, you mean he would like look at the guys having gay sex?
Yeah, he went to go watch guys have gay sex to study
with
AIDS.
A clipboard.
Yeah, no, it's like I'm not making it up. It's
I mean,
it's a
I guess you would go and you would
you got to understand
interviews.
how it's going around.
It really is a shame that gay guys got it.
Yeah, well, they have turd immunity now, so
yeah.
They can't get it.
They can't
it
get
no
it
more.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They have turd immunity. Yeah. So just if you,
I think
you
that's what it's called.
You can't get it by getting fucked in your ass anymore. Is
no.
that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No. But what if you suck cock?
The only way to get it now is by using an iPhone.
It's elective.
Whoa. Yeah. What? Are you serious?
You got to be on Android.
Yeah. The only way to get
I
it.
I have an iPhone.
Is an elective procedure.
Sometimes I wonder how my life would have gone if I had never switched to Apple.
What do you think?
If I had been an Android guy.
You've been like, oh, different. It's so customizable.
Because that was the first smartphone I had was the HTC One.
I remember wow. that.
Android.
I remember yep. that. Mr. Fancy Pants from no cell phone to an HTC One.
I copied Brandon Wardell.
Yeah, Brandon had that.
That's right. Brandon was Android for so long.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
Dude, don't talk shit on our friend like that.
What?
That he was Android for
He
that
was,
long.
Dude. He was, bitch. I would be Android too, but I just like iMessage. That's the only thing keeping me to Apple.
Well, you like
yeah, he likes GuyMessage. Yeah,
I don't like GuyMessage.
Yeah.
I heard that too.
Apple doesn't even have something called GuyMessage.
They do have that. And
how would you
you're
know?
Typing guy emojis into
How
them.
Would you know? Because I don't.
He emojis.
They're not emojis.
He emojis?
Those he emojis and using GuyMessage.
No. Who else uses Android? Do you guys know anybody?
Lester
Freeman.
Lester Charleston.
Oh, you know, I have it on good authority that one of the Impractical Jokers has an Android.
What
is
the
it
fuck?
Saul Volcano?
I can't you know, admit my sources.
You know he changed his name from Saul to Sal.
Yeah.
Saul?
Yeah. Because
it was like a John Lifshitz to John Stewart kind of situation.
Sal Volcano?
Yeah, he would.
Because the black comedian's introducing him wrong at every show. keep it going for Sam Volcano.
like a Saul to Paul?
Yeah, he didn't want to have a Jewish show business name.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
So look, that's just I can neither confirm nor deny that it is Sal Volcano, but I will say I have it on good authority that one of the Impractical Jokers.
Dude, that's
and that's my Hollywood insider tidbit.
I feel like some
of the
stuff
day.
Is like meant for just the community.
I didn't say who.
I feel like you should
well,
listen, leaking it to the audience like that.
The thing is I'm also trying to pivot to Hollywood reportage.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to be a fucking
I would love to be a Hollywood gossip columnist.
I'm trying to be a gossip columnist. It's going to be mostly which people and it's going to be mostly Impractical Jokers based. What is Murr up to? You know, stuff like that.
Who's Murr?
One of the Impractical Jokers.
Oh, that guy.
He's short for Murphy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, Murphy Brown.
Murphy
She's
Brown.
One of the Impractical Jokers.
Yeah. I'm a bitch and I do pranks.
I
I'm a professional
I'm a
bitch that does pranks.
What else is in the news, folks? Demi Lovato, non-binary.
Yeah.
Really?
Came out as they, them pronouns.
I'll take some of that they,
it's
them
interesting
pussy.
Coincidence.
Interesting.
That she comes out as non-binary the same week that I come out as not being gay.
Yeah.
It's almost like the media, it completely ignored my story.
Right.
That's like a Friday.
Because you remember
stuff.
That? Just like this, like 4 days ago, I was insisting that I wasn't gay.
Yeah, right. But see, the problem is no one was buying it. That was the problem.
tragedy of the markets.
Yep.
I believe is what the philosophers call that.
You couldn't unload. You couldn't fucking
I
trade
have all of this,
shit.
I have all of this
for Nick is straight stock. It was trading at negative $500,000.
I believe
somehow.
They call that the tulip crisis. The great Danish tulip crisis.
Oh, wait. You want to talk about a Friday news dump? Didn't they say that
Epstein's
guards...
Yeah.
What did you say? What was it, Adam?
That they
falsified some documents or some shit?
I don't
so awesome.
It would be very funny if somehow, like, at the end of the pandemic thing, they're like, the vaccines... Like, the next thing would have to be that the vaccines are, like, killing a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And that they force it on kids. And then if it gets to the end of, like, the whole saga and Fauci and Biden are like, the only way we can prevent these children from dying from the vaccine. That's getting closer.
It's not bad. Honestly, I haven't heard him talk that much.
The children from dying of this vaccine is if we allow
Bill and Hillary Clinton to have sex with him.
And then the best they need a tropical climate for the disease. We're going to fly them to an island.
All the KI people are like, hello, the science. Trust the science.
It's so funny.
We're going to have to, we have an island where Bill is allowed to have sex with the children, which lowers the rate of transmission of something or whatever.
I'm about to fuck a child.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Yeah. Come over here and give me some child pussy.
The whole fake, the scamdemic worked. It worked. Jeffy's dead. He can't roll on us, and now we can have sex with children in broad daylight.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
What's Bill Gates up to? That's what I want to know. You think he's getting pussy now?
No, they just got divorced. So that Bill and Melinda Gates were both molesting children.
Mm-hmm.
He came on the last couple of years when Jeffrey Epstein got arrested.
Yeah,
like 200 CEOs retired that year. It's true. That part is not a joke.
That's awesome.
There was this like
they were tired from working so hard.
Right before the pandemic, there was like a mass exodus of like CEOs. And a lot of people are like, did they know that the pandemic was coming? No. They all have sex with children.
And the Jeffrey 100%, Epstein, by the way.
That's like,
guys, to be clear, this is the one time we have not been joking this show.
The Great Reset thing is all, like, this is all just a child fucking cover.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess that's the through line in human civilization.
Basically. And, like, you know, I started Greece saying this now as a joke. It's sort of like, you know, people talk about like a towards fascism pipeline that starts you somewhere, but there is definitely like a joke to conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Because
the
thing is conspiracy theories are both fun and they're fun. It's sort of like a little like reverse riddle. Mm-hmm. You know?
I agree.
Oh shit, this song.
Yeah, it's like who owns the banks? What owns the banks has four legs in the morning, no legs in the afternoon, and they Israel and they do settlements and the Holocaust didn't happen. And then you have to do the riddle.
You have to figure out that riddle.
What?
You have to figure out what Nick could possibly be talking about.
I don't know what he's talking
about. It's the Sphinx.
Oh.
That's the answer.
The Sphinx. Because it's on the money, right? Mm-hmm. Or the pyramid is, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes
I would
sense.
Like to know if secret societies really are running some shit. I would like to know what some top-level masons are up to.
I'm over that now.
You're over it?
Yeah, I just want to have a
The Sphinx's
nice
riddle
time.
is would you fuck a big cat bitch?
Ooh.
Does she have big tits?
Yeah. The Sphinx has tits, right?
No, I don't think
I don't think so.
I think it's just a cat body.
It would be like a cat body, but then like big tits that just like go out onto the dunes.
That'd be sick.
They just extend.
Big floppies?
Yeah.
That'd be nice. And you can climb up the tits.
Let me take a look at the Sphinx.
The guard that admitted to falsifying records and sleeping and browsing the internet during the Epstein murder looks a lot like Rick Ross.
Maybe it was Officer Ricky.
Maybe it was Officer Rick Ross.
We'd like to thank
Rick Ross for his... He used to be a prison guard, right?
We'd like to thank Mr. Rick Ross for his commitment to helping the Clinton family have sex with children.
I'm fucking kids. I'm Larry Hoover, whatever the fuck.
Hi, I'm Dr. Fauci.
Maybe that's him
Hi,
clearing
Rick
his throat.
Hi, I'm Rick Ross, and I'm gay.
Maybe when Rick Ross goes, it's him clearing his throat from child semen.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Child semen.
Yep.
Nectar is what they call
it. Nectar of the gods?
And that's what they call that.
Dude, I'm seeing some hot sphinxes, dude.
Prosecutors allege that Noel and Thomas sat at their desks some 4 meters from Epstein's cell, shopped online for furniture and motorcycles, and walked around the unit's common area.
It's a hot sphinx, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of making required rounds every 30
minutes. Go to DeviantArt and then Sphinx.
DeviantArt Sphinx is great.
Let me see
Although, check this one out, dude. This is just... This one's weird because it's a lion's body, but where the head is, there's a whole torso with breasts. I would 100% get head from this type of sphinx, but I don't really want to fuck a lion pussy. But look at this thing, dude. Check this out, Adam.
Whoa.
She's fucking hot, dude.
Yeah, yeah, she's
okay,
hot.
Okay, DeviantArt Sphinx. Explore the best Sphinx art.
Are there any girls that have come out as saying that they fucked Bill Gates, or is it too embarrassing?
There's some Microsoft employee. Honestly.
Dude, that's so funny that like, you make all that money and you're still, like, just striking out constantly.
he's the richest man on earth.
Yeah.
Just a quick question. Can I F-U-C-K your P-U-S-S-Y?
No.
Oh, this is a good one, dude.
Well, no, you can't, Bill. That doesn't even look like the Sphinx.
It's a cat, dude, with a fucking big tits. Whoa. And a pussy.
What?
Bill Gates fucked Lisa Ann.
Nuh-uh.
No.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
What if
Bill Gates had sex with,
I think I've met Lisa Ann.
Film actress.
I think so. She was doing stand-up Lisa for a while.
Ann. Yeah, yeah. She's a sports
person. I used to see her at Sirius back in the day.
She used a nice to be person? In your comedy club all the time.
Yeah. What's going on with New York Comedy Club? They're like a Zionist comedy club.
Are they?
Yeah, the owner's like, you know, whining about Israel, I think.
Really?
That yeah,
doesn't
I think
sound
so.
Right.
Well, no, he posted some video of
New York Comedy Club? The
I think
owner's
so.
Italian. Maybe his business partner? I don't
know. Oh, I'm thinking of Stand Up New York.
That yeah. makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Bill Gates' ex-girlfriend, Anne, who Melinda allowed him to see once a year.
The hall
she's,
pass.
She's busted.
Let me see.
And this, it's from the website DNA India, which I think is a pretty good source.
DNA India?
Mm. Well, it's like DNA New York.
It is learned that
India?
Yeah, I guess. It is learned that Bill Gates used to go on these vacations as part of the deal he had struck with when he got married to Melinda French in 1994.
94 Gates had that kind of juice?
Yeah.
He's like, look, bitch.
And Weibald.
Oh,
come on, Bill.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, Bill.
That is a busted-looking ass bitch.
And Winblad. Even the name alone.
Yeah, I can't
imagine,
bust.
Imagine like close your eyes and imagine a blank face of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just go, Winblad. And yuck. Then construct a face in your mind. This lady is... And it's also, too, this is like a 30-year-old picture.
Yeah, because yeah. you must know. What if she sucks dick like a maniac?
So once
though?
A year, Bill was going to get
she looks like she has
her.
An extra row of teeth.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
That's
so
awful teeth.
Nah, dude, Bill definitely. Here's the thing. He was probably just like buying high-class whores. Isn't that what you would do if you were rich?
Yeah, I get that. That's what I
Tiger was doing
think
that.
You would do. Yeah.
Tiger was getting a lot of whores.
Tiger was getting some dogs.
Shouts out
too.
To Tiger. Mm-hmm. That's true. But
Tiger
he was,
got,
but he was
Tiger.
Earning the dogs. That was part of the chase.
Oh,
the
that
thrill.
He was out at the Waffle
House. He was out
hut.
At the Waffle House. He was getting his dick sucked in his fucking SUV.
Yeah.
TMZ was tracking him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's he bullshit. Would spend a long weekend with this bitch in North Carolina where they ride dune buggies, hang glide, and walk on the beach.
What a fucking loser.
Yeah, so this was just
he's
like,
such a nerd. Having,
that's how little swag he has is that like
got
having
billion
a
dollars.
Billion dollars turns him into just like a nerd that gets pussy once a year. Mm-hmm. Without that money, he would never have gotten pussy.
No,
he would
I thought
gotten
he was going to
pussy.
Epstein's Island and stuff.
Yeah, maybe, but he was probably fucking I think we talked about that too, how there was probably those guys that just weren't even were getting rejected at Epstein's Island. Like weren't we saying
for
that
sure.
about Dershowitz?
Yeah. No, where's about Bloomberg.
Oh yeah, Bloomberg. Bloomberg didn't even have the
she
sauce.
She was giving me a vibe, but I guess
I caught a vibe.
I got it wrong. And it's weird.
Yeah, dude, just Bloomberg and Bill Gates being like,
I'm sorry, I guess.
I'm off today. Yeah, tomorrow.
I didn't sleep well.
I didn't
night.
Get a good night's rest. My energy's off.
Yeah, I didn't have a. I didn't eat breakfast.
I didn't eat all day. I had a little bit of a headache, but
tomorrow
I'm going to have sex with these captive
could,
children.
If I could schedule you for a massage, which is your job here, tomorrow. After I have a good night's rest, maybe a breakfast. I'm sorry about earlier. I hope we could be cool.
Yeah. Malcolm Gladwell was on the planes too, right?
Dude, it's he was just taking nerds to get pussy.
He was just taking losers to get pussy from children.
He was taking guys with a lot of money that, like, yeah.
That exactly. Guy is that guy rich from writing those books that are, like, blinking?
I think I said it before, but the coolest thing about Epstein, and it's a great bit, is to not go to Harvard and then just wear all Harvard stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a great bit.
Yeah, I mean, we do that.
Yeah, that's what we did.
We did it before Epstein, too.
Yeah, he copied us.
He did copy us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost bought a Juilliard sweatshirt a couple years ago.
Yeah, that would have been sick.
It would have only been funny to literally you. And everyone else would just think that I had gone to Juilliard.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Nick actually had classical training for impressions.
For podcasting.
For podcasting.
It's going to fucking happen, dude. Emerson's going to have a podcast.
Without question.
I think they might.
They probably do already. That's how out of touch I am.
I think there are definitely podcasting classes taught in universities nowadays.
Probably.
That's so funny, dude. It's funny because you watch these things like materialize in real life. Like podcasting wasn't a thing and now it is.
Right,
and then just some bullshit institution be like, this is how you do it.
It's right. Like, meanwhile,
no. There's no difference between any fucking like humanities degree.
Right.
And like a guy that's, you know, like teaching stand-up comedy classes.
100%.
The guy who did open mics for 15 years.
The UCB should get accredited.
And teaches both defensive driving and stand-up comedy.
Yeah, it's like the way you get good at podcasting is not by studying,
it's by accident.
Accident. And by like, and everyone who's doing it doesn't want to be doing it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, what you want to do is you call Montgomery Gentry gay and run out of steam after about 15 minutes.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then you spend about 45 minutes going, which one was John Henry? He was the one with the ox.
Yeah.
I think he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, that was Paul Bunyan.
You get a lot of content out of not remembering things. You know, people are like, oh, that show, Ben said that. He's like, oh, when you know something, when they don't know something and you know the answer. And it's like, yeah, that's how you fill an hour.
I think that's the audience experience.
A smart person, I'd like to see that. What are they going to do? Be like, oh, World War II, there was Hitler and FDR.
Yeah.
You got 59 minutes and 58 seconds, pal.
Yeah. What are you going to do now?
Where are you going from there? Yeah.
You fucking piece of shit.
Whereas if you could start it off and you're like, World War II, we're just hearing about this. Was Hitler good?
Was that in the 30s? Was that in the 20s?
Was it because sometimes, 70s? You remember as a kid when they would show you, like, because in your mind, World War II is like 41 to 45. Mm-hmm. And they're like, here's Hitler in 1933. And he's like doing a bunch of Nazi shit. And you're like, damn.
Yeah.
So they were just cruising with that for a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
because in your mind, as a kid, 10 years is like a fucking long time.
Totally. It is a long ass time.
Yeah.
He was doing some shit, right? Now, this is where we actually get to the...
Let's get real.
But it's like, he was, you know, wasn't he like, he got elected or some shit? And then
he was the Chancellor of Germany.
Then they seized the Reichstag.
Say it again.
The Reichstag?
You love that, don't you?
Why? Because I
just saying it? You like having a little, putting a little stink on it, as they
Reich.
Say.
Yeah, it's a guttural.
Reich.
The Reichstag.
What does that mean?
Isn't like their Congress?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds evil.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a German word.
Fuck Germany, dude.
Germany is German.
I mean, we were talking about it, I guess, like a year.
Adam, he's working with something.
Go forward.
We'll come back. We'll explore that one in detail.
We were talking about it like a year ago when Nick was reading from Mein Kampf and we're like, this book is gay. But it's really embarrassing for them that they were all like, this guy rules.
Mm-hmm.
No, Mein Kampf, he was reading the other one, right? Weren't you reading the Danish guys?
No, that was
no,
like,
no,
that
no.
Was like a
Nick
deck,
was reading like excerpts, like the
on the show
preview.
We were going through Mein Kampf,
oh, really?
But it was like that's the guy that all of Germany chose to be like this guy, fucking rocks.
Yeah, this guy rules.
Yeah, and he's just like some like bad fucking writer.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't remember
that didn't get into art school.
He did get into art school, didn't he?
No.
He got rejected.
I thought the story was that he was one of the greatest artists of all time, but he felt a responsibility to the German people, so he left art.
Yeah.
That's been my
big
understanding.
He did a big performance art piece.
It was a performance art piece.
Yeah.
I don't trust I try to go straight to the source, so the only things I know about Nazi Germany, I got
like from documents at the time that came
out of
Nazi Germany.
Right. You need those documents, bro. Yeah.
Sort of like a Howard Zinn.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Absolutely. Oh, fuck. I need a breakfast sandwich.
What kind of breakfast sandwich are you going to get?
I don't know.
It's a perfect day for a breakfast sandwich.
I had a breakfast
a little bit
taco
chilly.
Today.
Carpe diem.
Yep.
That's why New York is the Empire State, because we get up 6 a.m., we get a bacon, egg, and cheese.
I might go bacon, egg, and cheese. It's been a while since I've had one.
And then we're ready to, on a bagel or a roll?
A roll.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A Kaiser roll.
Yes.
You know who invented that?
Hitler.
Chancellor of Germany.
Then I'm going to get it on wheat.
The Kaiser.
What? So the chancellor, it's like a president, but he's got a bunch of question marks all over his suit.
No, he's
like
holding a staff.
A big a staff with a pair of dice on the top.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's what a president,
that's essentially it,
in Germany. He's got a little Hamburglar mask over his eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, today's weather is cloudy with a chance of pussy.
The chancellor.
That's what the chancellor is. All right, folks. Goodbye.